Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Tuesday, March 21st. Stocks are extending their rebound rally from Monday. So you have S&P futures up 14 points. That's about 35 basis points. Dow futures are up 120 points. That's about 40 basis points. And then NASDAQ futures are up about 16 points, which is about 13 basis points. If we do see this trend continue where you see further upside gains, it will probably disadvantage tech. So I suspect that the NASDAQ underperformance that you saw yesterday and that you're seeing again this morning could become more dramatic, to the extent you really do see a really big rebound rally. The major European indices this morning are up about 1.3%. Gains across the board, outperformance in financials, so banks, insurers are up about 2.5 to 3%, along with basic resources, autos, and energy. And then your safer haven groups are underperforming, so staples, healthcare, telecom, et cetera. Asia finished higher across the board. The Hang Seng ended up about 1.3%, and Japan was closed today. So really not a lot of incremental gains. I think kind of you're seeing the actions collectively taken over the last week and a half, both in Europe and the US, are helping to heal some of the panic that you certainly saw within banks over the, going back to the Silvergate incident and then continuing, with Signature and Silicon Valley. As far as incremental news for today, like I said, not a whole lot to really point to. There was an article on Bloomberg last night talking about how the White House is looking at options to give blanket deposit insurance for all banks above the $250,000 limit without congressional action. I don't think this is really positive at all. I don't think it's necessarily really negative. Congress has the authority to increase that $250,000 ceiling. The solution that they talk about in that article seems somewhat convoluted, and I don't think they would even try to implement it unless conditions deteriorate dramatically from here. So it's really no reason, I think, to go out and buy stocks today. There are a lot of other reasons to go out and buy stocks, which is what I've been writing about. I do think that the actions taken by regulators and central banks in terms of liquidity, and helping to ring fence the really troubled banks are positive, but that article specifically I don't really think is that important. First Republic is still the kind of big outstanding bank issue that has to be resolved somehow. There were reports midday yesterday about how that $30 billion deposit infusion could be turned into equity as one idea. That would help the capital level of First Republic, but just keep in mind that I think the best case scenario for this company is going to involve a huge dilution. So, if you just do the math and convert that $30 billion at the current price to incremental shares outstanding, you're looking at massive dilution to current shareholders, which is why I think the stock was hit on that headline yesterday. There was a previously scheduled bank industry meeting in Washington today that First Republic is very much going to be a major topic of discussion at. So that's something to just keep in the back of your mind. There are probably going to be some more headlines around out of that meeting today. In addition to that meeting, NVIDIA CEO will give the keynote at that company's big GTC conference. That's at 11 a.m. And Nike reports after the close. So relatively quiet day as far as scheduled news is concerned. And then obviously the Fed's coming up tomorrow. In terms of just kind of the broader tape, my views are really the same as before. I don't think that we're in the middle or we're headed towards another 2008 type of scenario. Again, I think the actions taken already have helped tremendously to kind of contain the panic. I think there are still further actions that need to happen. First Republic, like I mentioned. And then I also do think that, down the road, there needs to be some type of an adjustment to the deposit insurance to help address what is, increasingly being viewed as a two-tier banking market, whereby your G-SIB banks have the implicit backing of the government, and then you have the smaller regionals where it's less clear kind of what happens if you're above that $250,000 limit. I think you have a much improved rate backdrop. You have, you're going to have a much smaller monetary overhang going forward. I think a lot of the central banks are either finished or very close to being finished. The Fed, the odds of a 25 basis point hike for tomorrow back up to about 80% this morning. But I do think that this is very likely the last hike of the cycle. And it's just a question of kind of the forward guidance around rate cuts. And then I also think the balance sheet is very important for tomorrow too. You know, do they slow or stop the quantitative tightening process? And that is pretty much everything for today. Like I said, really not a lot of incremental news. You're kind of just seeing a continuation of, you know, the relief rally. So yesterday, spurred mostly by technical, so extreme negativity, very oversold prices, very thin, thin positioning on the long side. And that is everything for today, Tuesday, March 21st. Thank you for listening.